The late 1960s and early 70s defined a vibrant, electrifying, and psychedelic era for rock music everywhere. That includes Cambodia. The Khmer Rouge communist movement put an end to that when they took power in 1975, but the music from that era has been discovered and rediscovered over the years. Ethan Holtzman was bitten by the bug. He came back to L.A. from a trip to Southeast Asia in the late 1990s with a suitcase full of cassette tapes, and his passion for the music soon led him to form the band Dengue Fever. Fifth album, The Deepest Lake, will be out on Tuesday. Ethan Holtzman joins us from NPR West. Welcome to the program, Ethan.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And you are not alone. Your brother and band co-founder Zach is also there. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
Goes well, thanks. And Chom Nimal is the band's lead singer. She's also there in the studios with you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us. Let's start kind of at the beginning. Zach, when Ethan came back with those tapes, you had also discovered Cambodian music yourself, right? How did you find this genre?
Yeah, my friend Byram was working at a record store in San Francisco called Aquarius. He's like, Zach, you got to hear this this music. And so he laid it on me. And then I moved back down to Los Angeles, and I was just playing it. And my brother, Ethan, was like, whoa, how did you get some of this music? And so we started talking about it. We thought it'd be really neat to sort of start a band based on that old music.
What was it in that music that struck you?
I mean, it's got so many great elements. The Cambodians, they didn't just mimic the things that were going on. They really just added their cool styles of singing. Like they do this falsetto sort of thing that's called a ghost voice where they crack into higher registers. It's kind of like a Cambodian yodel.
Can you guys do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Something like that, you know.
Wow. It's pretty good. It's haunting, that sound.
Yeah, but then at the same time, it had all these other elements like surf guitar and just kind of garage and psychedelic sort of things. And somehow they got like a Farfisa organ to Cambodia and they were playing one of those. So it was, you know, familiar and yet exotic.
So it's one thing to just be a fan and collect this kind of music and really get into it. But Ethan, how did this become something that you guys thought you could actually do yourself?
Well, Zach and I, we started figuring out some of the old songs, you know, from the 60s, songs that were written by Sin Sisimuth. He was probably the most prolific songwriter in Cambodia, sort of like Bob Dylan over there or Elvis. And the vocalists he worked with were amazing. Rosary Sotia and Penron were our favorites. So we just figured out, I just kept listening to these songs like, you know, they were on cassette, and I just became like, that was like what I listened to everywhere. And we're just like, why don't we figure out some of these?
The next song, Thanks a Lot.
Nemo, how did you come onto the scene? How did you join the group?
Zach and Ethan, they went down to Long Beach at the club called Dragon House. That's the one I used to work there every weekend. And they asking me to join the band.
Ethan and Zach, can you describe the first time you heard Nemal sing?
Yeah, this is Zach speaking. Yeah, we went into Dragon House, and it's a big club in Long Beach. And there was like all these Cambodians circle dancing, and up on stage was a Cambodian band and about five or six female vocalists. And they're all kind of trading off, going up to the mic. And then Nemal went up there and started singing, and I just instantly knew, we got to ask her. It turns out her family is kind of like the Jacksons of Cambodia, you know, like she like comes from this whole musical family.
I wonder, Ethan and Zach, what the reaction, and Nemal, what the reaction has been to your music in the Cambodian community in L.A.?
Right now, a lot of Cambodian people, they come to our show. I can say like 50% West and 50% Cambodian.
Split right down now. The middle?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ethan and Zach, you're
It depends where we play. Like, we were playing a couple shows in Long Beach, and there's a lot of Cambodians that live there. It's Little Phnom Penh. Outside of Cambodia, I think that's the highest population of Cambodians. So when we play there, they, I'd say they're the majority, and they're a lot of fun. They love to hear some of the old songs, and they like, they've grabbed on to a lot of our original songs too. So they're very energetic, and they, you know, they'll jump on stage with us and sing along, grab a microphone. But it's not just Long Beach. It's also like there's
Seattle,
yeah,
San Francisco,
Modesto. So there'll be like
Paris.
Pockets, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Paris.
Yeah, wherever the Cambodians live,
they'll
find our show and come out, and they'll always make it a little more fun for us.
Tom Niemal, Zach, and Ethan Holtzman make up Dengue Fever. They talked to us from our studios at NPR West. Their new album is called The Deepest Lake. Thanks, you three. Thanks so much
for
talking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.